This is an history interview with Mrs. Owen Abney, conducted by Stefan Abramovich on March 29 at Jazan, Alabama. The subject of this interview is his life and World War II. So, Mr. Howard, where are you born?
I was born in Cedartown, Georgia, on May 23, 1921. My parents were Wesley and Myrtle Abney, who were both born in Cleveland County, Alabama. Their occupation and livelihood was farmers. And I don't remember too much about my childhood, that is, for the first 5 years, until I remember when we moved from Georgia to Gadsden, Alabama.
What did you move to Gadsden for?
My father decided he wanted to work in the steel plants, or in industrial work, instead of farming, because he decided that was a different life, that he wanted to try some of it. And as to my childhood, like I say, childhood, I just answered that, I think, kind of give you a little knowledge of, you know, how early a person can, some people can remember and others don't. And the difference in Alabama at that time is quite different than it is now, because we have so much more opportunities to do things. And the time that, like I say, when we came to Alabama was 1926. It was kind of just before the Great Depression, but yet it was still hard times for the people. Wages were low, housing was a little difficult to find, and what you could find was not of the best quality. And so we just had to make do with what we had.
And how old were you when you came to Alabama?
I was 5 years old.
You were 5 years old?
5 years old when we came to Alabama.
So you really didn't see the difference from Cleveland, did you?
Well, I don't know too much to see about the Georgia area, because at that time of my age, all I can remember is that my parents were farmers.
Mm-hmm.
That was their occupation, which farming is a hard life.
Yeah.
Because it's so much different then, because it was done manually with mules and horses, whereas today it's tractors.
So where did you go to school in Georgia?
I did not go to school in Georgia. See, my first schooling was here in Alabama, because 6 years of age is when we start school.
So where did you go in there?
My first schooling was at Oak Park Elementary School in Alabama City. It was just a 1 through 4th grade unit. And I was in school there until the middle of the 4th grade. We had what we call a high-low, high and low. In other words, when I left there, I was promoted from the low 4th to the high 4th. Mm-hmm. Then we moved to a different part of Gadsden, mm-hmm. to another school. And I was there in 1935 was when I finished there in the sixth grade. It was called Dwight Elementary School. That's through the senior 4th through 6th grade.
And when did you quit school?
Beg your pardon?
When did you quit school?
I quit.
Yeah.
I didn't. I was transferred again to another school.
Oh, you were transferred?
I was transferred, see, from the 6th to the 7th grade,
mm-hmm.
to a different section of town, although we lived in that area,
right.
But we had to go to another school, which was in the 7th grade. Then we went to Emma Sansom High School.
Mm, okay.
So I was there only for not for six months, but for one semester. And in February 35, then, my parents moved back to the country, you would say back to the farmland, up on Sand Mountain, at near Sylvania, Alabama. So from there, then, I went to the Sylvania Junior High School, because it only went through the 10th grade. So from the 10th grade, then I transferred schools again to Fort Payne High School, which I graduated from Fort Payne High School in May of 1940. So I did get the complete education, also had to go to different schools, because here at that time your school area only went to a certain point. Then you had to move to another school because it only went so far into another school. So it was a little different than it is now. You go to probably some areas, you go from the first grade through your senior year.
Yeah, you
move
to
some, you move, say, through the first through the sixth, and then from the seventh through the 12th, depending on the congestion of the areas to how the school system is set up.
Yeah, I see. So now we're going to talk especially about the main topic of this interview, which is the war, World War II. When did you first hear about the World War II?
Well, on December the 7th of 1941 was when we got the radio news that the Japanese had bombed Pearl Harbor.
1941.
And I was then, at that time, in the Civilian Conservation Corps, which was kind of a job-related people for the young men that could not find a job anywhere else. It was part of our government under the Army control, so it was still part of the armed forces, although we were not training as soldiers or carry guns or anything. We did work projects such as reseeding forest areas, developing state parks, building roads, building cabins, for whatever was needed for developing the areas that we were working in.
Okay, but before 41, have you heard about Nazis and Hitler?
No.
Nothing? No. You didn't know what he was doing?
Didn't know anything about it.
No?
In fact, I was too busy trying to find work.
Okay, so you didn't know what he was all about?
No. See, when I graduated in 1940, I spent a few months doing odd jobs and everything. Then it went into the CC camps of January 1941. So that's when I had the first year under Army supervision in the Civilian Conservation Corps. It was what we say now, kind of like our job corps today. You trained, you got training in certain things. Mm-hmm. And I was in the office, in the records, keeping records of the man hours, the equipment that was used, and the gasoline that was spent on anything, on all the projects that had to be records kept, and that was my job because I had a high school education. So that was one of the, you say, disadvantages of having high school, but yet it was a good advantage too because it gave me an opportunity to further my abilities in civilian life.
But in 41, when you heard about Pearl Harbor, Did you feel concerned about it?
Oh. Well, yes, I did. But, it's kind of odd, though, in the way the way you felt about it, because it was such a shock.
Yeah.
Because the way it happened, see, the way it was announced to us, the Japanese have bombed Pearl Harbor. Of course, knowing that Pearl Harbor, you see, was one of our military installations, and we knew it was our soldiers who. People from the United States overseas in service and everything, so it was kind of a peculiar feeling situation. It's really hard to explain because so long ago now that, you know, your feelings are different now than they were then. Of course, then when it first came up, it was a resentment that they would do such a thing because we thought we were friends to the Japanese, but then had a trade agreement doing different trade things, and then they turn around and drop bombs and start killing all of our people.
Yeah.
It's close enough to them. But at that time, I didn't have any idea of what I would do until later on in the year. I tried to volunteer. I wanted into the Air Force. And I tried to volunteer, but at that time they were only taking so many recruits each month. So for that, when I tried to volunteer, their allotment was taken. They could not take any more. So
what year was that?
That was in 1942.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out and found me a job and worked for 3 months. And then I got my invitation, as we call it, from Uncle Sam. I noticed that I was being called into active duty. That was in, I reported on September 10th of 1942 to be active duty.
Why did you want to join the Army?
Well, it's just that I knew I was going to have to go.
You knew?
I knew that I would have to go because of being the draft, as we call it. See, because of a certain age, everyone was required to attend the military for a while, and so I knew I would be called up, so I wanted to volunteer. But as I say, due to the fact that they only could take so many each month, and what I wanted them to was filled. So then I waited till Uncle Sam sent me my notice to report for duty on it.
But did you really want to go, or you just went because you had to go?
Well, I wanted to go at that time, you see, because I knew I would later be called to go. So why prolong the agony of waiting on it? So that's the reason I went ahead and tried to volunteer, which didn't help me any.
So you joined in 42?
Yeah, right. September 1942 is when I reported to active duty.
And what was your duty?
Well, to start with, I had to go over here to Anniston, to Fort McClellan, and be sworn in, as we call it, to become a member of the armed forces. Then from there, then we were sent to Fort McPherson in Atlanta, Georgia, then for testing and assignment.
Mm-hmm.
So we stayed there for 2 weeks, running through all the tests, getting our equipment and everything for Army life and their testing. And from there then, after the test and everything, I was sent to the Air Force, assigned to the Air Force, rather. Not sent, but assigned to the Air Force, which was my first love, you might say, because at that time, see, pilots, anybody in the Air Force was kind of looked up to as a prestige.
Yeah.
Didn't have the hard life that the Marines and the Army had, so we thought. But when you get into the military, you're going to find that all branches of the service are as far as your likes and dislikes are about the same thing. Because you don't hear about the bad things, you always hear about the good things.
That's what always happens.
So that from that then, I was, like I said, assigned to the Air Force to Biloxi, Mississippi, to be an airplane mechanic. Was my first assignment.
Did you know at that time that you were training for real war and not just for just training?
I was just training at that time, you see.
But did you know you were going to war?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you knew that.
Yeah, I knew it would eventually be into, as we say, combat. But if I had went ahead with my training in the airplane mechanic, I would have been overseas, but I would not have been in the combat fighting. Mm-hmm. Which I was later on, because I volunteered there to be an aerial gunner on the plane. I didn't know what kind of plane at that time. It was just to be an aerial gunner. So then I was sent from there. After I volunteered as an aerial gunner, sent from Biloxi, Mississippi down to Harleysville in Texas then to start training to be an aerial gunner, which it was a different type plane that we used. Now right here, if you'll notice, there's a picture.
Mm-hmm.
We called it the AT-6, which was the training plane for aerial gunners.
So that's what you wanted to do?
That was what I used to train.
Train.
See, I was a tail gunner then in this B-17 when I was assigned to duty.
Okay.
On this one there. But this was the plane we used for training. My gun position was back here. Of course, the pilot was up front. I was behind him. Of course, this canopy was off. For our training, it was an open cockpit.